This is New England Public Radio News. For artist Becky Kravitz, no matter the material or scale of her sculptures, even if they're abstract, the faces are stunningly human. From her studio in Western Massachusetts, she makes art large as life and small enough to fit in your hand. And as New England Public Radio's Joel Kaufman reports, sometimes her canvas is a real human face.
I tend to paint.
Becky Kravitz is doing a makeup demo, not at the Lancome counter at Macy's, but in a renovated barn in Lenox, Massachusetts.
The whole point of the powder is that you're...
This summer, she was the makeup artist for the Berkshire Opera Festival. On this day, a couple of opera fans are looking on as Kravitz explains the hierarchy of makeup design.
We often make a joke about singers invoking the Formino in opera. And the Formino goes like this. If I do something and they look in the mirror and they say, it's very nice, but for me, no.
A gallery filled with Kravitz's sculptures is in a connecting room. But for the moment, the focus is on a young woman who's slowly being transformed into a jowly old man.
Square out the jaw, square off the cheekbones.
Kravitz is primarily a serious sculptor with a studio in Cummington, Massachusetts. She loves, and maybe even needs, to be a makeup artist.
I think part of what's fun about my story of who I am as an artist is that I am many different kinds of artists. I didn't go to art school. I went to theater school. I was trained as a theatrical mask maker.
Early in her career, with no opera background and at one point a distaste for the music, she was hired to make masks for dancers at the Santa Fe Opera Company. All the while, she was closely observing how the makeup artist transformed the singers in Verdi's Otello, Bizet's Carmen.
Often in opera, the transformations that the makeup artists do are quite dramatic and in fact, mask-like.
With her curiosity and a few lucky breaks, she became an assistant makeup artist in Santa Fe. Then a few years later, a principal makeup artist for the L.A. Opera. Show production was and still is a thrill.
Wagner calls it the Gesamtkunstwerk, the complete artwork. It's all these different layers of visual and aural and vocal and literary stuff coming together on stage, and I love that.
But full time at the opera limited her own art, so she took her now love of opera, and like the dozens of braided wigs she's made, she wove the music around her own art.
And these are all storytelling pieces.
In the Lenox Gallery, Kravitz sits on a bench and flips through a portfolio of past work. Her sculpted arias is a series of wooden masks, bronze sculptures, and 3D tableaus.
This is Violetta from La Traviata.
Kravitz's most recent exhibit of clay and bronze sculptures, one she plans to show again next year, is called Talk to Me.
There's so many ways you can say it. You know, it's like, talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Every one of those different ways of saying talk to me became a potential sculpture.
And every few feet are different scenes, sculptures in conversation or isolated in a crowd. The subtitle of the show is Contemporary Figurative Sculpture, but her work is also classical.
In that they're very anatomically accurate faces, some of them. I mean, some of them like the giant head on the wall. I mean, it's definitely a real person's expression, but it was a very abstract shape.
Next to that, two nudes side by side are talking as if they're walking down the street. A few feet away is a tabletop piece of a female figure in bronze, about 2 feet tall. She's standing in front of a wooden frame with her hand on her hip, basically looking in her closet for something to wear.
And what is hanging in the closet are five little masks, each with a different expression.
Each tiny mask is a mold from the figure's face.
She's like saying, okay, all the different parts of my personality, all the different people I can present to the world. Talk to me. Who am I today? Or who do I need to be today?
Kravitz uses her technique to push at that central question. She has lots of reference books about bone structure and mouth shapes, but she says she really learned anatomy at the tips of her fingers doing makeup, and the tiniest movement of her thumb in clay or in eyeshadow can really transform an expression. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.